We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Countdown to Kickoff. Craig Hoffman sitting with Brian LaFemina, President of Business Operations of the Washington Redskins. Nice enough to welcome me into his office as we overlook these snowy practice fields where there is no one. Everyone is in the bubble, which means I get to sit here and talk to you. First and foremost, thank you for doing this.
Thanks for having me.
The topic is quite obvious of what we will be talking about, and that is the aftermath of what Josh said after last Sunday's game, and kind of, but also your life's work for the last 4 months, because they are interconnected. But I want to start with what your reaction was when you heard Josh's comments or saw Josh's comments.
The aftermath. You make it sound so dramatic. Listen, I understand where Josh was coming from. We just finished a great win down in Tampa. He heard, you know, thousands of Redskins fans cheering for him. Very exciting whenever you're on the road and you get that kind of support. And, you know, as afterwards, and you were standing there having a conversation, we were talking about what it's like playing it at FedEx Field. And I think he said, you know, listen, it'd be great if we really got that fan base up and super loud. And so I understand what he wants. I know what he said. I think I understand even better what he meant. And I think what he meant was, you know, they want to have a dominant home field advantage. And that's what we've been working on the business side since I got here at the beginning of June. And I think in the first media session I did when I got here, I talked about how that's part of our experience that we want to improve upon.
Yeah, no, I thought that was striking too, was thinking about all the work you guys have been doing. When he said that, I was like, well, this is stuff that has already been said in a lot of ways. Maybe it wasn't said as tactfully in the heat of the moment as it tends to happen after you exhaust yourself in a 60-minute football game. But I'm unsurprised to see that you guys are talking about it this week. I'm curious, though, you know, whether it's going on Twitter or listening to the radio or however else you consumed fan reaction to Josh's comments, has there been anything that surprised you from the reaction?
Not really. I think you know, I think that night I knew that there'd be a reaction to it. And I think that Josh knew that too. And, it, you know, as soon as we got back to Redskins Park, what hasn't been, you know, reported all that much is, you know, Josh sent another tweet out really trying to clarify mm-hmm. what it was that he meant to say. And it's been, I think it's been good. Listen, at the end of the day, our fans, our players, and those of us who work on the business side, we all want the same thing. So, you know, it was made out to be that there was some sort of big separation between, you know, what Josh was saying and what our fans want. And when you think about the games that we've had here at FedEx Field this year, the Dallas game was an unbelievable environment. And the Panthers game, as they were coming down the field on that last drive, I'm telling you, our fans impacted the way that that offense was looking at the world. And even Atlanta, I mean, I was with somebody on the sideline at the beginning of the Atlanta game, and we were commenting about just how up the crowd was. Now, that game didn't go as we all wanted it to. And, you know, as they say in the business, sometimes fans get taken out of the game. And so you heard some Atlanta fans. But by and large, I think our fans have been loud and proud at FedEx Field. Obviously, we're doing what we can on the game presentation side to get them into the game and to try to make sure that whatever opposing fans are there are kept in check. But it didn't bother me even a little bit, because I think that, you know, Josh is a competitor. Our fans want us to win, and they're so passionate that when we're not winning or when we're not having the result we want on the field, they're expressing themselves, which I think is completely fine too.
With Brian LaFemina, I'm Craig Hoffman here on Countdown to Kickoff. You guys laid out a lot of different things. I know there was a couple that were immediate focuses when you and Steve Ziff and Jake Bye and everyone else got here that you brought in. What are some of the things that you feel like you've done a good job on? And then not necessarily what are the things you've done a bad job on, but like, what are the things that you said, okay, maybe we went in with this plan, but we've had to shift a little bit now that we've gathered more information and we've been able to live it a little bit?
Look, I think that whenever you're running any business, you need to have a plan. Now, obviously, we haven't been here very long, and you know, we're looking at our plans, you know, every single day, and we'll have a better one for 2019 because we'll have the advantage of an off season to really get underneath it. But any business, you have a plan, and then you have to pivot when, you know, things happen. And I think it was Mike Tyson who said, "Everybody has a plan until they get hit." Right.
Yeah.
So as the season goes on, you know, you see what's happening and you adjust. So there's a million different things I could give you. I think one of the things that's, you know, maybe been a little bit surprising is that we're sitting here at 6-3, and you know, there's not complete pandemonium in the marketplace. And you guys have talked about it on all the shows on you know, on your station and on others, and you know, we understand it. And the way I look at this is it's our job on the business side to serve our fans, to create the right environment, to create the right products, to make sure that, you know, we're priced as best as we can be. And that when you come in, you get a great experience. So, you know, there's a million different things to do. We're going after them methodically. But at the end of the day, what I want our fans to know is that we need you. Our players need you. I think that's what Josh was really saying. And if you take a look at what some of the other guys have done, like Zach Brown yesterday, which I was so proud, you know, he went and tweeted out. He's like, I want to give some people, you know, some tickets. And I think if you look on Twitter today, a couple of the other guys came up to me and they said, hey, that was cool what Zach did. You know, we want to give our fans tickets. We want to let them know that we care about them. So, you know, our guys are all in, and they just want to, you know, they want to make sure our fans know that they need them, they appreciate them, and the greatest way for them to show their appreciation as a fan is to come and be loud for us. And I always say this, it's been amazing to me over my years in professional sports when you understand that your fans can actually impact how well your guys play. And you've been on the road a lot and you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've seen games where the momentum shifts because the crowd gets into it. And so it's 6-3 with an opportunity to go to 7-3. Really create some distance between us and the rest of the NFC East, you know, our fans can actually help us achieve that goal.
I think long-term, the thing that struck me in the response was the mentioning of something that you brought up in your initial press conference too, which is the relationship side of it. And that was something that I immediately pointed to when, you know, you guys were introduced and we sat, I guess, 20 feet from here over in the conference room. And you guys talked about how this is a relationship business. What are some of the things that you guys feel like you are doing to help repair the relationships, and honestly, how do you feel like that is going, knowing that some of the fracture has taken a long time and that some of the repair is going to take a long time?
I think it's going well. I think the first thing you have to do is listen. You know, we can come in with great plans, and I've been asked this question a lot over my years in sports. Like, they say, how do you know what fans want? So it's easy. You ask them. And
amazing how that works.
It's amazing how that works. So we ask in all kinds of different ways with, you know, the way that we push social media out and looking at those responses. Frankly, you know, working with you and the station and with NBC Sports Washington and 980 and everybody, you know, how do we make our presence felt in the marketplace so that we can get that feedback? I'm new to the area, so it's important for me to really understand what's happened in the years before we got here. So we ask first, and then we put a plan in place to try to address, you know, whatever those issues are. So that's the most important thing, is creating that feedback loop. Then when I'm at the stadium, every single week, without fail, I make sure I'm in the parking lots. I go to tailgates. I get real feedback from people who are there. We're doing a ton of research. So we're going to talk to people who used to be season ticket holders and aren't any longer to understand, you know, why they made that decision. We're going to be talking to a lot of people in focus groups over the off season. So to me, it's always having an eye towards how do we learn more, how do we get better, and how do we deliver what our fans want and expect of us.
This will be admittedly the toughest question I ask you. What role does ownership need to play in this? As the ownership, as the person that comes back, and I'm talking sole owner, that Dan's name comes up a lot when you talk about the fracture relationships. Fairly or not is not my place to judge. I'm just here to ask the question. His name comes up a lot. What role does he need to play in the reparation of that?
I think Dan's playing the role that he needs to play, which is, you know, hiring people who hopefully are going to do a great job. You know, I look to make sure that I live up to my end of that bargain, and the people that, you know, I've hired since I've been here, and giving us the resources and giving us the, you know, giving us his blessing to do the things that need to be done. I've said this before, nobody wants to win more than Dan Snyder. You know, it's been great working with him and for him. And, you know, he's given me everything I could ask for to get this job done. So I think from that standpoint, you know, I couldn't ask for any more. And I think our fans, you know, should recognize that as well, that he, you know, you can make it about, you know, me or the guys that I've hired all you want, but at the end of the day, the person who made that decision is the guy who owns the team.
In terms of a front-facing role, do you think that there is eventually a time and a place where he comes out and starts being a more front-facing type of person, or is that just not – because we don't talk to him a lot, obviously. I'm just curious if that's something that has been discussed, and you think that would be helpful?
Again, there owners across the league handle that in different mm-hmm. ways, and they have to do whatever they feel is best for them. Like I said, I'm sure you don't go – suggesting what your boss needs to do, and I'm not going to suggest what my boss needs to do.
That's why I admitted it was the hardest question I'm going to ask you. I understand. When you look at the rest of this season, before you get to kind of review for offseason and then into 2019, like what's number one on the business side's list?
I don't know that there's a number one. It's just an endeavor to get better at everything. And, you know, that's where we're at. You know, so we've got Steve Ziff, who's running marketing. We've got, you know, Todd Klein, who's running. He's our chief commercial officer. So we know that we have to get better in a lot of places, and we're just methodically going about doing that. And the first and foremost thing that we are always thinking about is, what do our fans, our business partners, our sponsors, our suite holders, what can we do to make their experience as a partner and a stakeholder in the Redskins better? And, you know, I know that's not a very specific answer, but it's such a broad question. It'd be hard to be specific in the time that we have here. But that's the guiding light. That's the North Star that we're going to follow, which is, what do our fans need, want, and expect from us, and how can we deliver it to the best of our ability?
Brian LaFamina, appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.